son of a rich man, managed to give a feast here to my father. He managed that the son who was very rich, and he also gave a blessing. Very soon, your bright day will come. And he also addressed to his followers, look at this young boy. He has got immense wealth. Everything that is required for a young man for enjoyment, he profusely everything with him. But he does not like them. Does not like them. Krishna's grace has come down in his heart. He does not like anything, but he is mad for going out from the home of this material danger and to become a beggar, street beggar. For Krishna he has become mad, just to see to this ideal, high ideal, devotion, attraction. Love of Krishna has made him mad. He is very, very fortunate. This royal dignity and this prosperity cannot please him. Then anyhow, he went home, and one day we are all over watching. He don't go to the harem, but he began to stay outside. Father and other guardians, they thought that his condition had become very weak. So 10 persons were engaged to guard him. Any moment he may go out. 10 persons engaged. One day, they live all in the morning. Their family guru, Jadunandana Acharya, suddenly entered the house. And finding Raghunath in the outhouse, he met him and requested that I am going out for some important business. By my deity, there is none to worship. So please ask that Brahmin gentleman to serve my duties for a day or two during my absence. Please request in my name to do this. Then he gave this advice and they went away. And Raghunath also followed him. And the guards were saying, he is going, he is following the family priest, family guru, so did not interfere. Raghunath, on the way, requested the guru, you go to in your own business, I shall go alone to request the gentleman to do the service during your absence. He also went early. And Raghunath took that advantage, perhaps requested that man, and he went in the opposite direction. He knew that whenever they will find that Raghunath is not coming home, where has he gone? They know that I shall go to Puri. They sent men towards the way to Jagannath Puri. But he went in the opposite direction, Raghunath. Opposite direction, the day will come. Very soon, men will come to search me. Opposite direction, the whole day, and the opposite direction. Then, in the evening, I went to some, and this milkman's house, and a little milk he begged, and took and passed the time there in the cow shed. Then in the morning he began to start towards Puri. his evil enemy, Lokhar is Raghunath. The God said he went with the family guru. Here's the God, his house, he's not there. Where has he gone? He must have left Kotpuri. So many men ran to that side, but he could not find him. They came back, and Raghunath, and that tactfully, he managed to go. 12 days, day and night, he began to walk towards Puri. Only 3 days taking some food. Other days, no food was necessary. He was fed with behind the arm, chakcha. Only 3 days, I mean 12 days, 3 days he took something here and there, Puri. And when Raghunath inquired where Mahaprabhu is, already he heard in that house that a Givare, Gambhira, Kashi Mishra Bhavan, he went there and they fell flat just before in the Ushanke, in the compound, and just before Mahaprabhu. The attendant of Mahaprabhu, Govinda, he told the Raghunath has come. Mahaprabhu introduced to Mahaprabhu. Yes, look after him. He has come with great difficulty, without food. He is only working. Take care of him for 3 days. Then he will manage for himself. That was the direction of Mahaprabhu. From that day, for 2 days, perhaps he took prasadam there. After that he began to beg in the gate of the Jagannatham, then in the Chhatram, began to beg. The parents thought that it is impossible to take him here. They did not make further any attempt, but they sent one Brahmin, two servants and some money, go and hire a house and see that my son may not die without food. Try to feed him at least, and hire a house and try to keep him there. And at least some food you will manage to give him. They tried their best, but Raghunath, he was eating, begging. He could not. He invited Mahaprabhu for 2 years to take food there. By his request, Mahaprabhu took food, took prasadam there. For his satisfaction. After that, Raghunath left that idea. This is only to purchase some men and friends. Mahaprabhu is not pleased to have such prasad. In this way, when Mahaprabhu put him, Haru Damodar was the most favorite attendant of Mahaprabhu and the good scholar also. Raghunath was also a scholar, he was a scholar. Afterwards we find from his writings beautiful poetry in Sanskrit he has written for us afterwards. So Mahaprabhu gave him in charge of Sarup Damodar. The Sarup Damodar, I request him to take charge of you and he will advise you what will be necessary for your devotional life. But suddenly one day Raghunath approached Mahaprabhu. Why you have managed to take me out of my house, my home, and what is my best benefit? If you please say through your own words, then my heart becomes satisfied. So Mahaprabhu in nutshell told the Gramma Bhakta Nasunibed, Gramma Bhakta Nakuhibe, Bhalona Khaibe, and Bhalona Kuribe. Krishna Nam Sada Love, and Manushe, Radha Krishna Lila Saran Kuribe. This was it. I have given him in charge of Samudar, Sarup Damodar, he knows, he is qualified even more than me. Still, if you want to hear something direct from me, then I say that don't indulge you in this worldly talk, Kākāyaji. Or attend worldly talks. This mundane matters, you try to avoid your best. Gramma Bhakta Nasunbe, Gramma Bhakta Nakuhibe, and Bhalona Khaibe, and Bhalona. And don't eat delicious dishes. Whatever will come up itself, ordinary food that you will take. Amani Manada Krishna Nam Sada Love. Always try to take the name of Krishna with this attitude, Amani Manada. You give respect to others, but don't expect any respect from anyone. You be humble, but don't expect any dealings, any respectful dealings from others. Don't never aspire up that. In this way, you will try to take the name of Krishna constantly. And Vrija Radha Krishna Seva Manushe Kalibe. And in the mind, in the inside, you will try to serve Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Mentally you are in Vrindavan and you are rendering service to Radha Krishna Lila. This is my advice, main advice to you. And then again he took his hand and put into Sarup Damodar's hand. I am leaving you in charge of Sarup Damodar. He is the best spiritual guide, teacher, and he will take care of you. And they said, when Raghunath entered that Puri, he reached Puri and stayed there, Mahaprabhu stayed 16 years still. 16 years Mahaprabhu was in appearance there. And Raghunath was there. After 16 years, Mahaprabhu departed and Raghunath left Puri and went to Vrindavan, thinking that I shall, what to get I have got, but only I want to have a view of Vrindavan Dham and then I will leave this body from Govardhan. I shall try to mount in the highest peak of Govardhan and there, from there I shall fall down to the ground. And necessarily my body will die. With this idea he went to Vrindavan. But there he came in touch of Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And they found the beginning of a new life. What is this? Mahaprabhu has not departed. Mahaprabhu is living in them. Sanatana was dedicated power by Mahaprabhu to keep the real devotional current got from him in a new light, and they are asked to draw it from different scriptures to prove that what Mahaprabhu teaches, they have taught them, that is the very gist and the purpose of all the scriptures. Vidhi Shastri, how many will they do, as in Bhagavad Gita? The fulfillment, the attempt of every revealed scripture is to show me that I am the highest center. I am the absolute. Because that Krishna is the absolute. Try to prove this, what I say to you. You try to prove from the help of the different scriptures and the historical reference, by any means, try to prove that Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Vajanila Vrindavan Lila is the highest achievement for us. And that was begun by them, those two brothers, and Raghunath came to have connection, association, and they found, oh, Mahaprabhu is here. He could not. He left the idea of living this world and joined them as a disciple of the Vishwanatha in their connection. Mahaprabhu gave order to Sanatana Goswami that my followers are very poor, helpless. If they come any time in Vrindavan, you are to look after them. Caretaker. You will have to be caretaker of all my poor disciples wherever we come to Vrindavan. They came to Sanatana Goswami and he took the charge, took care. Raghunath was so self-forgetful. He was in the Radha Kunda one day, sitting, taking them. One tiger came and he took it, drinking water by his side. He was not there. Sanatana Goswami suddenly reached there, and he saw that incident. What is this? He, Raghunath, used to live on the shade of a tree. And Sanatana Goswami requested, it is my order, you should construct a hut, a cottage, and you live there. Don't disobey. My request, I entreat you to do this. Then from that time, he managed to construct a small cottage and he used to live there. This abnegation, this vairagya, was incomparable. The vairagya is the abnegation, indifference to the worldly enjoyment, was of very high degree, both the Sanatana and all the Goswamis. But Raghunath, he surpassed all. When he was in Puri, sometimes in the beginning, begging prasad from the gate of Jagannath temple, then sometimes in the chatram, where generally the beggars are given by the rich fellow to some way prasadam, distribution, free distribution of prasad. Then he found that I am taking what is due to others, partner. Where the Jagannath prasad, which is not sold, that is given to the cows of Jagannath. But when it is so much stale, that emitting bad scent, the cow also can't eat. That prasad Jagannath used to take and washing by sufficient water and putting some salt, he used to take that. And Mahaprabhu heard this, and one day when he was taking that prasad, Mahaprabhu approached And he suddenly took something and he marked it. Oh, I have tasted many times of prasadam of Jagannath in India. But so sweet prasad, I have never taken it earlier. So what is the taste in the prasad? Not mundane. So much faith, so intense faith in the prasadam. The rotten things which applying little salt, he is taking and leaving, and he is the son of a kingly style family. And he is so much. In Vrindavan also, when Raghunath came, in last days he used to only to take one pot of this mud, a ghol ke kivale, matha. When the curd is mixed with water and some movement, it produces something, matha, ghol, matha, buttermilk or something. He used to want pork, buttermilk and pork. That is not possible for the man of flesh and blood. They are really persons come down from the other world. So it was possible for them to show the idea of abnegation, independence, Vaivankam. It is not possible for ordinary human beings with flesh and blood to observe such degree of abnegation, then he will die. But he created the standard, the idea of such Vaidyan Guru Guna. And he studied the production of Rupa Goswami of the highest type of rasa, Madhura rasa. And he appreciated the very acme, the highest object, what is this divine service, the culminating point of divine service, that is Radha Dasya. So he is called Prayojana Acharya. Sanatana Goswami generally conceived by the Parvati, by the Acharya of the later days as Sambandhagyan. What is what? What is our position in this world? And what is what? Sambandha. My position is where in this hierarchy, spiritual hierarchy? That was explained more clearly by Sanatana. And what should we cultivate and how to attain to that end? That was mainly given by Rupa Goswami. In the domain of love, how we can attain fulfillment of our life, Rupa Goswami. And what is particularly the highest point of our attainment? That was very strongly shown by Raghunath Das, Radha Kanta. In his famous slok he says, Asa bhari ramati sindhu mayi kathanti, kalu mayati gami takkila sampatanti, tanti kitana mayi vilasya sinai vapinme, ranayat bhaji nata varu bhakari nati. This slok has given us the conception of our highest attainment in the school of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that? He says, he is addressing to Radharani, my mistress, the Lord of my heart, my Asab Hari Ramachandra Mani, from long time, from long, long time, I am waiting with great patience to have your mercy. Your mercy. Asab Hari Ramachandra, and that is so sweet to me, I cannot avoid it. It is heart melting, heart attracting, heart crushing. It is so deeply touching me, I can't avoid your service connection. Amitrasundi Mahi Kathanchit Kalu Mayadu. Anyhow, I have managed to come so long time, so long way. I am an impatient man. Be gracious. Jandra Kathan Kalu Maya Tirosham Kanchit Kibam Mahiya Sushitin. If you are not propitiated, not gracious with me, then I have got no home, heart, mind. I will come to the end of my patience, my life will be finished here. Even so much so, what I shall do with this Vrindavan? Vrindavan is of no use to me. कसंजित कालो माया की क्रियाशाम कंचित के कारण मन भी जा सकते हैं प्राणे दैट इज द यूटिलिटी ऑफ माय लाइफ लिविंग इट इज यूजलेस दैट इज फॉर माय एग्जिस्टेंस इट इज यूजलेस इट विल कम टू एन नो यूटिलिटी एंड इवन this Vrindavan is also not for my liking. I can't love this Vrindavan which is associated with this Vrindavan. What to speak, even I can't relish the company of Krishna without you. Without you, even Krishna has no meaning in me. I can't tolerate it. In my life, I can relish neither this environment, not even Krishna. If he himself comes to grace me, I can't relish that without your connection. So please be gracious. You are our Lord. Without you, to get to achieve Krishna consciousness, that is no Krishna consciousness. Your position is such, so great and so beautiful in Krishna Lila. You are the center of all the Lila of Krishna. So without you, I can't conceive any life, any living, and even the Vrindavan and anything else. I extremely surrender to you for your grace, my mistress. Radha Dasya. Our best fulfillment is in the service of Radha. Because Radharani can fully attract Krishna, grace of Krishna. She can only, the other half who can draw the maximum rasa, ecstasy from Krishna, and who are in quantity as well in quality. So those that are serving Radharani in their remuneration of service to Radharani, they get the highest type of qualitative rasa from Krishna that cannot have in any other channel. And what comes through Radharani, that is of highest quality. So the service of Radharani, that should be our samambhona of life. This was announced clearly by Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu, and who is considered to be Prayojana Acharya, that he is the guide to show us where is our best fulfillment of life. Yes, Raghunath. So by coming in connection with this day and by our discussion, by our poor attempt to discuss with all these things, we may be benefited in our achievement towards our goal. That Goswami. Then these are the day of advent of this Mahatma. Now we come to Vishwanath Chakravarti. This day is day of disappearance from this world. Day of disappearance. Vishwanath Chakravarti. After about 200 years after Vishwanath Chakravarti came, he composed the commentary of Bhagavad Gita, elaborate commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, and many other books to help devotees who came afterwards in this Sankalpa, the big Acharya of the world. Many things he has dealt in his own way to understand, to approach properly towards the Shastic dispensation of Rupa Sanatana and the others, Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And by His grace, Baladev Vidyabhushan also composed the commentary of Vedanta, Govinda Bhasha. So there are many things to be read. Vishwanath Chakravarti was born in the Nadiya district, just on the near the Ganges, Devagram or somewhere. And comes from Brahmin family, high family, and he himself was a great scholar of Sanskrit. He came in the line of Narottam Thakur, and he gave us extensive scriptures to help to know very precisely and very elaborately to know about the castings of Mahaprabhu as well as Radha Krishna, Vrindavan, Mamaddi, the Guru Parampara we chant Sangsara Dhavan, Aladhinsa Loka comes from him, and many things comes from him. He has written notes. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. Rupa Goswami has written the ocean of the rasa of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and he says one drop of that. Then Sanatana Goswami Prabhu's Bhagavata, real Bhagavata Mrita, he says one drop there, Kana, Kiran Bindu, and Ujjal Nilamani, the jewel of supernatural world, Krishna. In Madhura Rasa, he has got Kiran Bindu, Kiran, one ray, particular ray of that. And then many booklets he has, and the poetry he has composed for us. So, and Mahaprabhu's Ashtakaliya Lila, just as Rupa Goswami has given Ashtakaliya Lila, 24 hours service engagement with Krishna Radha Govinda. Vishwanath Chakravarti has given us in Chaitanya Lila 24 hours of engagement in the service of Mahaprabhu. He has given. So he has done a great service to the Sampradaya and to distribute his mercy towards us, Vishwanath Chakravarti. Then another two God brothers, one Bharati Maharaj, one Padmat Maharaj, our senior God brother, Sannyasi disciple of our Guru Maharaj. They also preached. Bharati Maharaj was very popular. His preaching style was very charming and capturing. We appreciated his preaching in the beginning very much, attractive. And Padmat Maharaj was also one of the earliest disciples of our Guru Maharaj. He was born in this Sarup Ganga, the other side of the Ganges here. And he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur also chanting. Just he was born in a house. The next house where Bhaktivinoda Thakur lived for some time, Sarup Ganga. And from his childhood, he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur and chanting his name. He told to me, And early morning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra just as one is calling a man who is far off, living, a man calling another man. In this way, living way, he was calling Krishna. And he was old and attacked with some rheumatism in his sweeping. And there was one cement chair was constructed, and he was walking, and when he felt fatigue, he used to take his seat. And his body is also there now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in early age, he went to Prabhupada and took shelter under him. And he was posted in Puri, Jagannatham for a long time, Bhakti Kuti, appointed by Prabhupada, taking prasadam. I was living in Puri Jagannath Bhakti Kuti as a protector of that house. Then when Prabhupada began his preaching life, he came and became a sannyasi. In Udala he established the mat in Odisha, and a priest there, especially in the... And when in the lifetime of Prabhupada, he used to preach in the whole of Bengal and outside also. One thing I remember about preaching, he's talking with, I am a newcomer in the mosque. He's speaking to another gentleman. I went to preach in that quarter from some East Bengal now. They told, oh, you have come to preach here. Do you know there is one Siddha Mahatma? On the side of that particular river, there is a person who is regarded as Siddha Mahatma. He has attained the highest standard of life. Have you seen him? You have come here. And he is saying, I told him that there is many Siddha, this Alu Siddha, the potato wild. Yeah? Siddha means another, many Siddha means wild. I have seen many Siddha, this potato wild, this aram wild, this wild, that wild, so many wild things we have already. What do you say? You are insulting me? Yes, yes, this is not insult, this viewer of all those Siddhas. They know nothing. What Mahaprabhu has said, that is the highest. All other proposals are trash and this nasty things. We have come from a great Mahatma to carry to you the highest sammambhonam of life. And Mahaprabhu Srimad Bhagavatam has given. We are fit for all these the cheaters in the garb of religion. They are cheating the people. That was the preaching, way and method of preaching, style of preaching of Gaudiya Math. So I have, as I have got capacity, I tried my best to represent you what I know little about this Mahatma, and I pray that they may be appreciated in God, and they may get some favor from them. With this prayer, I will stop here. মহাবিষ্ণু জগৎকর্তা মহারাজ শ্রীচৈতন্য কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ গট ইজ ভেরিয়াস অবতার অবতার অবতরণ কাম ডাউন কৃষ্ণ কনসেপশন ইজ দি হাইস্ট. There is also differentiative character in Vrindavan, Dwarka, etc., Mathura. Then again in Vaikuntha, come down, same thing, coming down, to approaching towards Maya, misconception. From the spontaneous pastimes, coming down in Vaikuntha in constitutional method to deal with the kingdom of a spiritual, purely spiritual realm. That is also Chaturbhuha. Then other 24 functional gods, all spiritual, fully. Then he has got this avatar, dasavatar, vidavatar, vaibhavavatar, purushavatar. Purushavatar are three. One with permanent function, one in the back of the whole my creation, at the back of the whole misunderstood world. Karanatmavasari. Then next, there are so many Brahmanda, and the back of each Brahmanda, Gadbhuda Sahi, Ditya Purush, Pratham Purush, Ditya Purush, and third, at the back of every Jiva consciousness, Paramatma, Hirudha Sahi, three types of Purushavadar, they are all connected with this misunderstood part of the whole. Vaibhavatar or Matsya Kurma Varaha, etc. Then Yugavatar, Hamsa, Yajna, Krishna, Gauranga, Yugavatar.